Apple has introduced trade-up with installments, which lets you put the price of a trade-in towards payments on a new iPhone with payments down as low as $15 a month. This is on top of your phone plan, of course. But the interesting thing noted by TechCrunch.com is that Apple will take non-Apple trade-ins. Android users can get up to $300 for their used devices. Like a Samsung Galaxy S6 in good condition will net you $290 towards the purchase of a new iPhone. Apple basically gets you and writes you a mini loan through Citizens Bank. If you like to trade more than every 2 years, this might be the deal. Apple is cleverly stealing the concept of conquest sales from the auto business, which has done this, as well as loyalty discounts, for decades. Amazon has had Flex, the Uber-like home delivery service for Prime Now customers, and now the retail giant is working to contract with private drivers to take even standard packages to customers' doors, cutting out UPS, FedEx, and the post office more than ever. According to GeekWire.com, the program is in effect already in Texas. They're reportedly paying drivers $18 an hour, and shifts can be scheduled from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. 7 days a week. Considering that Amazon's been working on leasing over 20 planes from Boeing and flying out of a center formerly used by DHL, it sure looks like they're moving full force into doing their own logistics. I'm Clark Reed.